The president's nominee to run the Treasury Department is drawing scrutiny. A clause in Jon Snow's severance deal with CSX Corporation entitles him to lucrative payments if he enters public service. He has said he will give up those benefits. But there is criticism also that CSX Corporation, where Jon Snow is chairman, reported no federal tax liability in three of the past 4 years, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
White House spokesman Ari Fleischer was asked yesterday whether CSX's tax record is an issue for the president's nominee. Fleischer says Mr. Bush does not believe it will be a stumbling block in Jon Snow's appointment as Treasury Secretary.
The president is very confident that all the information that is relevant on this issue has been looked at thoroughly and that his nominee will be confirmed.
Fleischer spoke up after a group called Citizens for Tax Justice issued a press release branding Snow's company, CSX, as a corporate freeloader. The group's director, Robert McIntyre, complains the railroad dodged taxes in three of the last 4 years, despite earning profits of more than $900 million.
You'd like to have a Secretary of the Treasury that was looking out for all the taxpayers and making sure that everybody pays their fair share. This guy looks like he cares more about corporate tax sheltering than anything else, and that seems to be the direction they want to take us.
Citizens for Tax Justice bases its claim on CSX's annual reports, but the actual story is more complicated. Like most companies, CSX presents one set of numbers in its financial reports and another set to the IRS. Company spokesman Adam Hollingsworth says the railroad actually paid taxes in all but two of the years since Snow became chairman in 1991.
We consistently live up to our obligations to pay federal income taxes, and all of our obligations and financial commitments were consistent with federal rules and regulations.
It's the complexity of those rules and regulations that contribute to the confusion. What's not in dispute is that while following the law, CSX has managed to put off paying billions of dollars in taxes, largely as a result of accelerated depreciation. Depreciation is an accounting move that allows companies to spread the cost of big capital investments over a number of years. By accelerating depreciation, CSX gets its deductions early and postpones the taxes to future years, a move that Hollingsworth acknowledges.
Certainly CSX's operations are capital intensive, and our significant capital investments each and every year do reduce our tax liability because of depreciation. However, in the vast majority of years during which Jon Snow is chairman, CSX was a significant taxpayer.
Some business leaders are calling for tax code changes that would allow even more accelerated depreciation as a way to encourage business investment and promote economic recovery. Accounting professor Brett Truman of Berkeley says such a change would not lower companies' total tax bills, but it would push those bills off into the future.
Which, of course, is what companies want. They'd rather defer the payment of tax to later years.
Senior Counselor David Keating of the National Taxpayers Union says there's lots to dislike about the current federal tax code, but he says no one should blame the railroad company for following the tracks where they lead.
When you fill out your tax return as an individual, no one asks you to look at the tax and decide, well, is my tax too low? I should send more money into the government. As long as CSX prepared their tax return properly, if the result is zero or a low amount or a high amount, they should pay whatever the law requires.
Robert McIntyre of Citizens for Tax Justice responds, big companies like CSX don't just follow the tax law, they influence it through their lobbying. If he becomes Treasury Secretary, Jon Snow's influence will be even greater. Scott Horsley, NPR News.